Well, hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How are you guys doing? You know, I always miss you guys. Every single day that goes by until we come together again on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It just takes so long, you guys. Listen, we got to just continue to press in and believe God for more time, more days, and et cetera. But I love the support every Wednesday at 11 a.m. You guys are so faithful. You guys that's on the Central Time, Pacific Time, you're up at 8 o'clock, you're up at 9 o'clock, you're up at 11 o'clock. I just love you, love you, love you so much for all of your participation and all of your support. I say that every time, but you got to tell people how much you appreciate them every chance you get. All right. So listen, today's weather in DC is mostly sunny, 49 degrees. Your high today is going to be 51. Detroit, Michigan, you are cloudy. You got some rain coming. High 43. Today is your high. Richmond, VA, you got 48 degrees and mostly sunny. Your high is going to be 50 degrees. Jacksonville, you're a little chilly out there in Florida. You're cloudy, 60 degrees, and your high is 65 degrees. And let's see, London, you are 52 degrees, cloudy, and your high is 52 degrees. Los Angeles, you are 60 degrees right now, and your high is going all the way up to 77 degrees. I love you, Atlanta. Atlanta, you are 52 degrees right now. Augusta, Georgia, you're 52 degrees. Columbia, South Carolina, you are 50 degrees. Fayetteville, North Carolina, 51 degrees. Miami, you're 72 and cloudy. All right. We got the weather for you guys. So far, we're pretty mild. The only place that I saw was Detroit with rain. Listen, I wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors. One of our sponsors is Dewan Shop Salon. Salon Dewan Shop. And she is my hairstylist. And they have all textured hair. Oh my God, premium hair. If you want to get some good hair, you got to go to Salon Dewan and the Glam Shop. She is owner of both. The Glam Shop is a mobile salon that can come exactly where you are, wherever you are. She will give you the same treatment, the same glorious style with her anointed hands each and every time. Go ahead and check out Salon Dewan and get your products. She got all kind of hair products for you, all types of hair, and she can color it, she can shape it, whatever you like. She specializes in wigs and also in texture, all right, with dreads and braids and etc. Go ahead and check out Salon Dewan and the Glam Shop Mobile Salon at www.salondewan.info. Again, www.salondewan.info. Her phone number is 202-802-3098. Again, Dewan's number is 202-802-3098. All right, she'll come to a city near you with the Glam Shop. Okay, well, anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started. It was in my spirit today about there being more for us than there is against us, okay? And, you know, I just really God had given me a vision, and I want to encourage the listeners today. Sometimes I get this in my spirit, and he tells me to release it. But I imagine my son he's an athlete, and so he has his team, and then there's an opponent team. And, you know, on the field, you got one side is the opponent side where their fans and supporters are on, and then you got your side, and you got your fans and supporters on your side. But God has shown me that sometimes the opponent side will send a spy on your side just to watch your techniques, to hear your plays, maybe eavesdrop on the coaches, find out your strategy, and then go right back on the opponent's side and go and report what they had seen. So God wanted me to tell you today that even though it may seem seem like those that are in the stands, they look like they on your side. They may not be cheering for you. Everybody's not cheering for you. Everybody does not have your best interests at heart. But I want you to be encouraged that God says today that there is more for you than there is against you. You know, the enemy always has a tactic of trying to make things look worse than what it is. And he'll have you focus on that one person that didn't say congratulations, or that one person that pretended to be your friend and really wasn't your friend, or that one person that was a family member that really didn't act like a family member. He'll have you focusing on that, and you won't see all of those that are truly for you in support of you. So I want you today to focus on there is more for you than there is against you. Be blessed today and know that God is in control and has the final say. Whatever he has you in right now, whatever your process is right now, whatever your journey is right now, whatever design he has for you to purpose, it shall accomplish because God said so, and his word shall not return void. Don't allow the devil to magnify that one intruder. Come on, somebody. Don't allow him to elevate that one spy in your mind. You crush that thing down, and you know that even though you don't see them, there is a host of angelic hosts around you. They are supporting you. And every time you give God praise and honor and glory, they are cheering you on. Every time you turn away from the enemy and you keep your eyes on God, they are cheering you on. Those are your supporters. And God, if you continue to keep your eyes on him, God will send you a troop. He will send you a tribe. He will send you those people that will support what God is doing in your life. Why? Because you all are keeping your eyes together in agreement on God, giving him all the glory and honor. It's not about them. It's not about you. It's all about the kingdom of God and what his will is for our lives in the name of Jesus. All right. You guys be blessed. Today we have our special guest, jazz musician, guitarist, Nick Colleon. He is joining us right now. But before he joins on, I want to let y'all know comedian Gina G is going to be joining us shortly with What's G Say? And she's going to be giving us the latest news and updates. And also we got celebrity makeup artist, Ebony. She's going to be giving us 5 minutes of glam. All right. Well, joining us right now without further ado, Nick, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fantastic. You got a jazz voice. I like your voice. You got that sound to you. Listen, how are you doing? And thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, I mean, I am hearing so much great stuff about you. A couple of my friends, we had talked, and they were like, who are you going to have on today? Because we always have someone, always a special guest every Wednesday. We've been so blessed. And so I told them, they was like, no way. And I was like, yes way. He's coming. And they were like, oh, wow, that's so cool. Because they are also a musician. They play the drums and piano and all of that stuff. So this is a great treat for a lot of jazz lovers and musicians all around. So Nick, tell us a little bit about you before we get into actually why you're really here. Tell us about your journey. How did you get started as a musician, and why the guitar?
Well, I started playing the guitar at just about 9 years old, and I picked it up from my stepdad who played in. It was my first instrument. I play a lot of other instruments, but guitar is my first instrument, the instrument I love most. And I started off playing just me and my brother. You know, my brother played drums, and got a little band together, and things just took off. And I kind of ran the gamut a little bit, played with a whole bunch of R&B acts, you know, in my teens, and then some jazz acts. Started off playing guitar, just playing jazz. I came into guitar playing jazz, the music of West Montgomery, which is still real near and dear to my heart. So I kind of ran the whole thing. I played R&B, then I played some blues. I played in a heavy metal band for 5 years and came back to playing jazz.
Wow. That is amazing. I mean, you know, because with people nowadays, I know a lot of children that are playing the drums and playing instruments. I just love that. I think it's just so important to encourage that and nurture that. What would you tell a young artist that is, you know, starting out, maybe they're playing in the church or whatever, but they want to expand and get into the industry? Is it difficult to get in the industry? Is it difficult to find a group of like-minded people that you would want to connect with, to play with? How does that work?
That can be finding the right guys to play with can always be a challenge. So you have to really just go through a lot of different people until you find, you know, if it's a four-piece band, it's got to be four people with the same idea in the same direction. Other than that, breaking into the business, it's hard and it's not hard, you know, because you just have to persevere and believe that, you know, God is going to take you to where you want to go. Just like he gave it to somebody else, he'll give it to you, you know. So... And you just have to, you know, stick with it and follow your heart, you know. And you have to love what you're doing. You know, if you're playing music, you got to love it. You can't play for money. You have to play because you love the music.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be fine, you know.
Wow. Well, you also sing. For those that are listening, they may not know that I'm looking at your bio and see that you are a vocalist and that you put on a performance. This is what I've heard. I read your bio, but I've heard that you don't play and that you singing and all that. And you got a new CD. It's called The Journey. Tell us about how you came up with The Journey.
Well, The Journey was kind of just me sitting back, thinking about, you know, where I started from and where I am now. And, you know, I took a song from my first CD, the first song I recorded from my first solo project called East Evergreen, and I put it on this CD because I wanted to step all the way back to square one when I became an artist on my own instead of just, you know, being a background player, because I was a side man for years and years and years. And so I watched, you know, I just reflected on what my journey was and where it brought me to, you know, and through the grace of God, I'm here, you know, talking to you.
Wow. You know. Well, you know what? I'm sure that everybody that is tuning in that knows your work are just extremely excited about all that you are saying. So tell us a little bit more about what's coming up next for you. I know we're going to talk about the show and everything. What other plans do you have? The journey's on and going. What else would you like to see your music and your vocals and all that you've accomplished and evolve into next?
Well, you know.
You got big plans.
It's turning into a lot of work, so that's good. So,
that's a blessing.
That's a blessing, you know, whenever you can, you know, do what you love and make a living at it, that's, you know, that's a real blessing. Right now I'm starting to work on a new project, you know, and the title of that project, the next CD, will be Just Being Me, you know, and just a lot of travel right now, you know, I'm traveling and, you know, then I have to put this Christmas play together for the school that I mentor in, you know. They kind of hit me with the Christmas pageant this year. And, and it's with the little kids, you know, from kindergarten to fifth grade, you know, and getting them all together is like herding cats, you know, they running all over the place.
Yes. Well, that sounds so exciting. It sounds like you have a busy holiday season. Speaking of which, you are going to be this Saturday, November the 18th. I cannot believe it's November the 18th already coming up. November the 18th on Saturday, you are doing an Al Wash production show. Nick Colleone and Vincent Ngala. Am I saying his last name right? Ngala.
Yeah,
okay, and you're performing together in Springfield, Massachusetts. Is that correct?
That is correct. At City Stage.
Go ahead. City Stage.
In Springfield, Massachusetts. That's about as much as I know.
City Stage, yeah. You're performing at City Stage, and it's the showtime is at 7:30 p.m. And if you want to go, I'm talking about all surrounding areas. This is a show you are not going to want to miss. I'm looking at this flyer, and I'm telling you, it's going down. I can already tell. I wish I was right there. So all of my listeners, if you can get plane, train, automobile, go ahead and get there to Springfield, Massachusetts this Saturday, November the 18th. Again, this is going to be a phenomenal show. It starts at 7:30 p.m., and this is an Al Wash production, also with WEIB 106.3 Smooth FM Jazz Series. And you can get your tickets at symphonyhall.com. Again, symphonyhall.com, 413-788-7033. Again, 413-788-7033. You got to check out my new friend to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you know you're always welcome to come on the show, talk about whatever you got going on that you want the listeners to know. You are now family. How about that?
I love it. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Nick, can you tell her before you go, because I want you to represent where you're from. Where are you from? I heard, but I want you to tell everybody.
Chicago.
Chicago, Chi-Town, all my Chi-Town listeners. Yes, you got Nick. He's on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and touring right now. He's got stuff going on. So represent if you got family in Springfield, Massachusetts or surrounding area, you call them. And why don't you give them an early gift and buy them a ticket so they can go and enjoy the show on the behalf of your support. I think that's a great idea. Nick, tell everybody where they can find you at. Are you on social media?
I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm still on MySpace too. And
you gotta stop, Nick.
Twitter, and, you know, and also my website, NickColeon.com.
Nick, what in the world? Who's on Space? What is it? MySpace.
I don't know who on there. I don't check that one that much. I just never close it. I'm like, well, somebody might be on there. You know?
I'm like, who in the world is still on MySpace? Lord Jesus. Yeah. All right, Nick. You got to go on and get on Instagram, Nick.
I got that too. I'm sorry. I'm on Instagram.
Okay, all right. I was about to say, now what's your Instagram name?
NickColeon.
NickColeon, at NickColeon. Go check him out, you guys. All right, I'm going to be looking you up, Nick, okay?
All right, do that, please.
All right, you follow me, I follow you. That's what we do, okay?
All right. We'll do that. All right.
Until next time, you guys, don't forget, go to Springfield, Massachusetts to go and check out this phenomenal show. You got all kind of jazz, smooth, singing, guitar. Oh, my God. Nick's going to bring it. Vince's going to bring it. You got to get your tickets 7:30 p.m. on this Saturday on the 18th, and you can go get your tickets at symphonyhall.com, 413-788-7033. All right, Nick, I love you.
All right, much love to you.
All right, God bless. See you next time.
All right, without a doubt. Okay.
You're welcome. All right, you guys, we're going to shift gears, transition, but first we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be right back with comedian, my sister, Gina G. Well, what'd she say? All right, stay tuned.
Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the keys against the enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the keys against the enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hi, this is Martha Munizzi, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes, we are now back. Do your segment, Ebony. What you got for glamming you today? 5 minutes of glamming you.
Talk about eyeshadows. There are three main types of eyeshadows: cream, loose, and pressed. The cream is normally comes in a little glass container or in the form of a pencil. They're great to use for a base or as a primer for your pressed or pigment eyeshadow. And the cream eyeshadow is also really good for beginners, you know, and the everyday working woman who doesn't feel like doing their eyeshadow in the morning. All you really have to do is use the little cream crayon, brush it on your eyelid, use your fingers to smooth it out, and then you can put on some mascara and go on about your day. The loose pigment eyeshadows have the most color payoff. They can be super messy, but they're definitely worth it if you want that extra pop of color. I personally use the loose pigment a lot, especially if I want a metallic look. You just want to make sure that you wet the brush with a drop of water or a little bit of setting spray. And once you use your setting spray, you dip it in the powder, and then you go ahead and brush it on your eye, and it gives you that shiny metallic look. So if you see someone whose eye looks super shiny or aluminum, that's because they use a gold or silver metallic pigment. If you want extra color payoff, you can put dry pigment powder over that as well. And then the pressed eyeshadows are the most commonly used. They're the ones that come in the little eyeshadow palettes. And I think they're the most commonly used because they're the easiest to use and aren't as messy. And also, when you're putting on your eyeshadow, like I said, you want to make sure that you use an eyeshadow primer. Urban Decay has a primer potion that I've been using for years, and I also use on my clients. Sometimes if you don't have the primer potion, like I said, you can use the cream eyeshadow pencil or the one that comes in the pot. MAC has a primer called Paint Pot that you can get that is a color close to your skin tone color. Or you can also use concealer that's close to your skin tone color as well as a primer too. And then one last thing is about the proper brushes to use. When you're packing on your eyeshadow, you want to make sure that you're patting it on with a brush and not swiping it, because that's how you get fallout all over your face and it'll mess up the makeup look that you worked really hard on. And you want to use a precision eyeshadow brush. That's when the bristles are closer together. And you just dip the brush in the shadow and pat it on your eye, and that'll give you the most color payoff as well. And then you can use the larger eyeshadow brushes where the bristles are a little farther apart, and it's a fluffy brush to blend your eyeshadow. So that's And Dr. Jean, let me give you one more tip. So have you ever broken an eyeshadow or made a mistake and dropped a palette? Sometimes it's salvageable and you don't have to throw it away. So what you do is just take your palette, sit it down, get like a little bit of alcohol, maybe a drop or two of alcohol until it gets to like a creamy consistency. And you can mix it with like a toothpick, and then you make sure you flatten it out and let it sit for 24 hours, and then you fix your broken eyeshadow palette. So don't feel like you always have to throw your makeup away.
That is so interesting. I mean, for me, the eyeshadow thing always makes me so nervous because when I was younger, too young to even, shouldn't even been using any kind of makeup. I put it on my eyes and then they started creasing. Do they make makeup like that anymore? I know when I get my face done, I don't never see the creases. And I'm thinking maybe it's a special spray or special type of shadow. Or maybe they just don't make it like they used to back way in the day. I don't even know if you was born yet, Ebony. But but back in the day, it used to crease. They don't do that anymore, does it?
So I'm glad that you brought that up because the reason why your makeup was creasing was probably because you didn't have a primer or a base. So I know for a fact that MAC has the paint pot products, which are eyeshadow bases that's supposed to keep your eyeshadow from creasing. And your eyeshadow creases because your eyelids get oily. So even for me, if I try to put on eyeshadow, any eyeshadow without using a primer, then it's going to crease and it's going to look like I didn't even do my makeup.
Wow.
So well, always listen, make sure to use a primer.
Yes. See, that's why I love you coming on the show, being a part of the team. I got Gina G. She's joining us right now because you have to meet her. She's a new member of the team. Gina G.
Hello. What's going on, Miss Abby? How are you?
We're going to beat Doug up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to beat him down. He said he was sorry, but we're going to beat him up. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Look, he's a twin, right? And I tell you, every time I talk to them, I can't tell which one of them is apart in their voice. I swore, Gina, that they was the same person. And then I then I heard them at the same time, and I said, okay, because I thought they was playing tricks on me for real.
Mm-hmm. Which they do. I heard twins do that. Yes.
All right, but I got nothing but love for Doug and Don. Okay, so listen, Gina G, please, I wanted to introduce you to Ebony. She's our makeup specialist here in the DMV area. That's also our team player at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I want you, Ebony, to welcome comedian. Oh, and I love her. Gina G, she is going to join us with us as well. So just
welcome,
to
Gina
get y'all
G.
to meet.
Thank you, Ebony.
Ebony gives
I heard
the
y'all eyeshadow creasing. I heard y'all
yeah, what you got to ask her?
Yeah, you know what I don't like? I'm going to ask you, Ebony. I want a quick question. So why is it that women have the two-tone face between their face and their neck? Should we be applying something to our neck or should we... What's going on? I see in the pictures, it's just they two different people.
That is accurate. So let's talk about that. So that means that they don't have the right foundation color. You know, skin tones don't always have one color. I know with African-American women, we have like 10 different colors. So with that being said, it takes some time before you can actually train your eye to see the different colors in your skin. And so, you know, women who wear everyday makeup, their eye isn't trained yet, or they haven't had the proper person help them to find the right skin, the right foundation color for their skin tone. So that's definitely why you see the two-tone. And most of the time, women just, if they don't know how to look, go into a store and look for foundation, they're just color matching themselves. And so they're just putting it on their face. When you color match, you're supposed to put the foundation close, like in between where your neck and your head meet. You're supposed to put it right there because that's where the two-tone is. And so if you put it right there, it makes it easier for you to see which foundation color will work for both the neck and your full face.
Okay.
Well, see, my thing is, I think everybody need to go on and get that consultation and stop trying to, you know, do it on your own and guess. You might as well just go on and do it right.
Yeah, you might as well just ask someone who, you know, ask a professional, ask someone who knows what they're doing. One thing I will say is when you go into a makeup establishment, don't just ask the first person you see. You know, walk around, look at some of the makeup, but also analyze the artists who are working in the establishment because not all artists, you know, that work in certain places know what they're doing either. So you can look at their makeup and tell whether or not I want to take advice or I want my makeup to look like that. So really pay attention to that when you're getting, you know, going shopping for makeup.
Wow. Well, tell everybody where they can reach you, Ebony.
Oh, of course, you can reach me at, on Instagram at Ebony Tyler Beauty. And you can also reach me on Facebook at Ebony Tyler Beauty as well. I'm very open to questions, you know, if you want to do a consultation or even if you just want to get your makeup done, I'm available.
All right. Well, we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, I love you too.
Until next time. Okay, you guys, we're going to fix this thing and get it right back on track. We're going to take a commercial break. And then when we return, we're going to be hearing straight from Gina G on what she say. Now, everybody waiting on this now, Doug. Now, come on now.
Oh, Lord.
Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the keys against the enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the keys against the enemy.
All right. So what you got for us today, Gina G?
Ooh, girl, what she say, Dr. Gina. How you doing? Now, let me break it down, because you know Thanksgiving is next week. It has come. It is here. It is next week, Thursday. So I had a little discussion with folks, and I want to know, what's the difference between dressing and stuffing? This is a question I know has been going on for years since they stole the land from the Indians. So I had to find out what's the difference between dressing and stuffing. Because in my house, it's dressing. Okay? We don't even spell it with the I-N-G. It's with just an N. Dress in. It's just dress in. That's all it is. So I had to ask my Facebook family. I said, okay, y'all let me know what it is. Now, you know some people are going to say stuffing because they say you stuff it in the bird. So that's called stuffing. But I don't think we stuff it in the bird. We make it separately. So I don't know if the black folks, African Americans, or the other races make it different, because we don't do stove top stuff. That's what we don't do. We not getting a box and adding celery. That's not what we're doing. We got the cornbread, we got the celery, we got the onion sage, and we making it happen. But I don't think that it should be called stuffing. It's just dressing. It's dressing with a little gravy and a little cranberry sauce. That's how you're supposed to eat it on Thanksgiving. So for everybody out there that's calling it stuffing, stop it. Stop it. It's not stuffing. It's dressing. That's what it's called, Dr. Gina. Because I'm just saying, I know they're looking at, what she say? Girl, it's stuffing. You got to put it in your bird and it's stuffing. That's nasty. I don't want no wet. My dressing can't be wet. And I feel like in the bird, it's a little too. You know, it make that sound, that little new sound when you eat it. And I can't do that. It's dressing, people. It's dressing. Not the I-N-G, just with the N. Dressing. That's what it's called. So I want y'all to get ready for Thanksgiving and get your cornbread and your sage and your celery and your onions and make dressing. Stop stuffing that bird. You shouldn't be eating the bird any doggone way.
What'd she say?
What'd she say? She said it's dressing. That's what it's called.
That is so funny. Well, I know that I don't know. I call it dressing. I don't call it stuffing. I do call it. I had to sit and think. I call it dressing. I sure do. I wish that we could take a poll right now to find out who calls it dressing. You did that. Did everybody answer what they say?
Everybody said dressing. I even had a couple of my little white followers say, it's dressing. And I had one person tell me that it's not ranch is dressing. It's called stuffing. But ranch is dressing. I said, look here now. Okay, we're not going to break it all the way. Don't be trying to be so super smart on my page like this. I want it just dressing and stuffing, but everybody said it's dressing. I may have had two people say stuffing. But I think people are doing Thanksgiving different. I don't think everyone is doing a turkey all the time. You know, people might be doing Cornish hens or, you know, they're doing whole chickens or, you know, a lot of people aren't doing, you know, the meat and they're doing roast. So you got, it's dressing, people. It's dressing.
Yes, indeed. Well, listen, what's going on? You got the news. We might as well go into that. What's going on with the news?
Lord, my head is hurting, Dr. Gina. My head is hurting. Okay, now, so you know everybody is picketing outside of Meek Mill's jail cell like they did Mr. Clark on Lean On Me. You know, you know Meek Mill's is in the cell right now talking about, I ain't got to do nothing but stay black and die. You know he in there yelling that out right now. But it's going down because the judge that put him in there, girl, was just mad at him. Mad that he didn't do a remix or didn't work with her homeboy, Charlie Mack. So she literally gave this man 2 to 4 years for popping a wheelie, you know, entertaining the kids that was out at the little event that he was, and for breaking up a fight, girl. The man broke up the fight. Because, you know, nowadays everybody got their phone out and they recording, so it's very rare that you even have anybody trying to jump in. Meek Mill, with his little sensitive self, then went out there and tried to break up the fight, and now he got 2 to 4 years because he didn't do the remix.
What?
And yes, girl. And the judge is a sister girl. You know I'm so mad at her.
Wow.
I'm like, what do you listen to? What music do you listen to, ma'am?
So they done gave him 2 more years.
Yes, honey. Meek done sent Meek away for popping a wheelie and breaking up a fight. Yes, ma'am. But now, you know, everybody is petitioning it. You know, you got a couple of artists, you know, Rick Ross and a couple big names, you know. So now she's under investigation.
Wow.
So they about to dig all up in her business. They about to get up in her business. Because you didn't mess around and put a man. You know, the system is already jacked up. And it's already, you know, set up for us to fail. So for her to come through here and do the man like that, and, you know, it just raised a lot of eyebrows. So they own her now, though. They own her. Wow. So not only Meek Mill is in jail, but, you know, you got the three UCLA players, honey, that went over there to China trying to steal.
Yeah,
they
I heard
just
about
now
that.
Getting back, girl. They just now getting back. Donald Trump, you know, he spoke with the, you know, the government over there, and you know they sent him home. And Donald Trump couldn't wait to tweet. You hear me? Them fingers was twitching. He gonna tweet talking about something. Are they gonna say thank you, Trump? Can they get home?
Yeah, I heard that he got him.
They
out.
On the plane.
Yeah, I heard that he had got him out, that you know, he talked to the president of China and negotiated or whatever and got him freed out and everything, and that they're going to have some consequences, you know, at the school. But, you know, we don't know what that is. But, so he did go on Twitter and say he was expecting a big to-do, huh?
I mean, sir, first of all, the flight is 37 million hours. First of all, I just need to get home. If I could just get home and see the Statue of Liberty, Lord, then I'll go ahead and work on my tweet. But right now, I've been held over here in China, eating rice and then some, because I thought I was going to jail. I just want to get to America and have a Big Mac, and I promise you, I'm going to say thank you. He ain't even get a boy's time to get home, Gina. They ain't even been home yet. He already on their tail. You gonna say thank you?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You already know what they basketball players, so you know what color they is. Moving on, Aaron. Now we have Eva LaRue, which is an actress on CSI Miami. Girl, she then came out and said that Steven Seagal then sexually harassed her. Girl, Steven Seagal with the ponytail, honey. Back in the 80s, you know him and that ponytail had it going on.
Right.
When him and Shaw Khan, that damn, they had the 80s on lock. But yeah, she just came out, girl, and said, Steven Seagal, I guess she went and did an audition at his house. And when she went to his house, you know, he took her in the little room and, you know, pulled a little, you know, did his little thing. But this is what I don't understand, Dr. Gina. Why are you going to audition at somebody's house? That's like a rap artist trying to go record their album in somebody's closet with the egg crate. Why is you over there when you know anything can happen? It's this man's house. He rich. He got a ponytail. You beautiful. Why is you even going over there instead of going to a studio? That's just my question. You know, you're kind of leaving yourself open for some things to happen. Then you over there by yourself. I mean, ladies, we just have to be smart. And I know it's not right, and I'm not saying what he did was right at all. But ladies, we just need to put ourselves in positions where we're not, you know, don't put ourselves in situations where we have to even be dealing with folks like that on that type of level. Because if she was in a studio with a couple other producers, you know, maybe that might not have happened. But now you in this man's private home, you know, she's a beautiful woman still today. So I can only imagine her in the 80s, how good she was looking, honey, with them Jordache jeans on. it's bound for something to happen. So ladies, we just got to be smart and just remember, you know, our surroundings and what our mamas taught us about going over here, taking our little fast sales over somebody's house.
And that's for now. Sure. And that's for any artist, anybody, mm-hmm. period. If you're trying to do whatever, that could be in any situation, in ministry, mm-hmm. anywhere. You just got to be careful, you guys. You know, don't careful. Go into no places by yourself. I mean, why are you going mm-hmm. into a room? I mean, nobody should ever violate anyone, but you got to use wisdom. It should be an assistant in there, somebody mm-hmm. that is listening or watching, you know, for your protection yep. and your safety. And especially in things, situations like that, you don't want anybody to say even that you did something, you know, that right. you didn't. So, you know, it's just wisdom nowadays. It's so sad, but it's the times that we're in. You know what I mean? This is yep. really a sad situation. Well, we're going to take a commercial mm-hmm. break, and then we're going to come back and finish our discussion because there's so much stuff going on in the news. That's right, so Gina?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is comedian A-Train, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. So, yeah, what else is going on, girl?
Well, there's a lot going on, but I do want to first give it up for my lady Diana Ross, Miss Mahogany. Lady Sings the Blues. She is getting the Lifetime Achievement Award, which I am just so thankful because I think it's long overdue, but we got to give it up for Miss Diana Ross. Just sisters is making moves right now, Dr. Gina. They finally recognizing us for the greatness that we have done, and Diana Ross is finally gonna get her Lifetime Achievement Award next week, honey. The queen.
I know. How long has it been? It's so overdue, I think, for real.
It's very, very, very overdue. I mean, she's just a big music wise and actresses back then, and just bringing that soft sexiness that she used to bring to the screen with her and Billy Dee, honey. Yes.
Yeah.
Give it up for Diana Ross, ladies. The queen of the night, girl.
Well, how about a lot of the ladies are really, really coming up? I love how Tracy Ellis, her daughter, you know, mm-hmm. she's actually hosting the American Music Awards. Mm-hmm. And that's the same day that Diana Ross is getting honored. And then,
yep.
you know, she's got her clothing line out. And also the lady, the comedian, what's her name, that played in, what is that? She's on SNL, the comedian.
Ooh, honey, Tiffany Haddish, girl. The
yeah,
first
I didn't
female
see it. Did
comedian
you get to see
to host
it?
SNL.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
So we're opening moving doors, on though. Up. I mean, a lot mm-hmm. of acknowledgement nowadays. How you feel about that, Gina G?
I am so excited about it, girl. That just means I'm going to be third or the fourth. That's all that's saying. I'm just waiting for my headline. This is the 55th Black
Right, right, right. But you know
I'm
what?
Excited.
That's all right.
She's just opening doors. She's opening doors, and it, you know, it's well deserved. Tiffany Haddish has a story. She has a testimony, and it is really well deserved. I used to work with her back in California, and she's a sweet girl on and off the camera, and she's just funny. And I'm just so excited for her. I really am. I really am.
Wow.
She's opening doors, honey.
That's interesting. So you all used to go on the same stages together starting off.
Yep. Well, she was on a little bit longer than me, but she used to host the Laugh Factory at this casino in California. And, you know, I've done it maybe two or three times. And like I said, she's just, I mean, open arms, you know. It's just like whoever's funny is whoever's funny. You couldn't block her funny. And that's very rare because some people don't want you on the show if you're funny. You know, they want to be the funniest one on the stage. But Tiffany has it, and she knows that her light is her light, and everybody else got their light. And she did not mind sharing that stage with anyone. Anyone. Mm. So I'm appreciative of her. I'm excited to see her move on because, like I said, she's just opening doors for every other female comedian. She is. So I'm excited. But let me tell you who the door is closed on. Let me tell you who we closed the door on. We didn't close the door on Chrisette Michelle, honey. The door is closed on Chrisette Michelle. People are so upset because, you know, she was all out with this big thing, you know, back when Black Lives Matter and voting for Trump and, you know, she did the inauguration, you know, so we had kind of turned our backs on. We were trying to trade her in for somebody, you know, back then. So now she come out with this song, Black Lives Matter. Honey.
What?
Let me tell you something. Chrisette Michelle, sit down. I'm going to need you to couple up forever to sit down because you turned your back on us when we told you not to perform at that inauguration for Trump, and you went ahead and did. Everybody else turned it down. Everybody else said, nope, 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 nope. Chrisette Michelle wanted to raise her hand and be the one to do it. And now that everybody kind of, you know, shied off of her, now she's back doing a song, Black Lives Matter.
Now we just gotta pray. Yeah, we just gotta pray. We got so much going on. Everybody's so you know, upset with Trump, and it's just, you know, so many things. I think a lot of people, for whatever reason, they joined with him. They thought it would, you know, whatever the reason was. Some people thought that it would benefit their communities if they got an opportunity to be a voice. Some people thought that he represented one thing, and then they, you know, they thought he was a man of God, and they thought that he was going to represent, you know, Christian beliefs and things like that. And then you got so many different angles that he was able to come in and tap into wherever the person was. But ultimately, we really see what's going on, and we just have to pray. I don't even know, you know, Chrisette Michelle, she's a sweetheart. You know, I met her. She's a very sweet girl. And, you know, I know that her intentions were not to make anybody upset. And I know she's trying real hard to make, you know, make up for that mistake. You know, like anybody, you know, when you're into your own, you know, I know she was starting her own label, you know, what the connection, the opportunity, people start thinking about business and not thinking about, you know, what's the best thing? What am I representing? What would this mean to my community? A lot of times we get so caught up in success, and I don't know her situation, but I'm just hoping because she's such a sweet girl. She really is a sweet girl.
Thanks, honey. And she can sing. And
she's very talented.
But girl,
and
you better listen
to her. She's very, like, easy breezy. Like, she's not like a hellraiser. She's very, like, peace and love and, you know, kumbaya. And really, I don't have time for the drama. I want to get into the art. That's just where she's at. Very much into the art. But she wants to be successful. So I just think that maybe we, you know, as a community, you know, I'm not even going to say as a nation, because we got to get it together as a community. We got to learn how to forgive folk. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just don't know what they're doing. And we just throw them out when they make a mistake.
Child, quick.
I mean,
we'll throw somebody out quick, girl. Okay.
We'll throw them out quick.
My good watch.
and we'll throw them out in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we don't take ownership of none of our parts. You know, none of it that we've done. I mean, did any of us, did everybody vote? Did anybody, you know, I mean,
that's true. I agree. And I haven't had a chance to meet her. So you say she peace and love. You know, I'm going to believe you in the peace and love. I'm going to just need her to listen. When we tell you what's going on, just take heed to what we're saying, because we knew the man was crazy.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, like I say, she's very much in harmony, everybody getting along and, you know, all of this and that. And again, you know, like I said, starting her own record label, we don't know. See, a lot of people know him as being successful in business, even though he's failed a lot of times. He still has risen up in success. So even at his downfall, he's always been still successful. And I think people, when they're building a business or want to be entrepreneurs, whatever it is, they draw to that. And they're blindsided by everything else because he's successful. I mean, you got this guy that's been on TV hiring, firing people and donating money. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Donating money to all these different organizations. So, of course, some people will be blindsided by what's underneath all of that. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we just got to go in deep. We so quick. We so mad that we just want to take it out. Lyncher. we talk about the man, but we be lynch him.
Girl,
Steve Harvey,
we be ready to kick
lynch
you
him.
Out quick.
Rosette Michelle Lyncher.
She better come up with a couple more forever song. That's what she better come out with. A couple more forever. That's what it need to be called.
Yeah. Yeah, she might need to do some PSAs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Her PR, if she has one, needs to come up with something that will, you know, cause a forgiving pledge of forgiving, a forgiveness pledge. Mm-hmm. For my community. But, you know, other than that, the girl is definitely a sweetheart. We all make mistakes. She's just, hers was just shown. She just opened
right.
her. I mean, but they did the same thing to Tina. They did the same thing to Tina when she said she voted for him. They did the same thing. She had to pull her off.
You know, Tina, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ticket sales.
I thought they anime
right,
bullet.
You know? I'll tell you, we quick to just throw somebody out. And I know the girl done sang her heart out about Jesus, and now y'all gonna get mad at her.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus would have told her, that's what they think. Okay, let me stop. Now, on to serious news, Dr. Jean. This happened yesterday. And I'm gonna let you just pray over these children. A gunman in California had ran into an elementary school and then killed 4 and wounded 10. The teachers had to get the kids and lock their doors and get these kids up under their desks. Now, he was not able to get all the way into the school because everybody had locked it down. But he ran through the gates of the school, and I don't know what it is, and hopefully you can say a prayer for these. I don't know what it is, but these children, I don't know why the enemy is attacking children. Because every time I turn around, it's something with children. They either getting snatched, you know, it's hit and runs, they're getting killed at the school, they're getting killed at the church. I mean, I don't know what the enemy is trying to do, but he is really, really weighing in heavy on our children. And it's heartbreaking to know that now them going to school, which of course is another one of the safest places that, you know, as parents, we drop them off and, you know, they get to school and we know that they're safe there, to know that that's another place that we have to worry about somebody coming in and our kids not being able to come home.
We just want to pray for them, the families, because I would be devastated if I knew that my child was at a school. And that's why I pray over my son every day. I cover the grounds of that school. I cover the teachers, the administration staff, his friends, and his classmates with the blood of Jesus Christ, that no harm or danger will come near them at all. So I want to do the same thing over these kids, the school, and I want to pray even for those that have lost children and that the ones that were wounded. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now that you rule and reign, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that even in this devastation, Father God, this trauma, Lord God, you still rule and reign. You are in control and have the final say of everything. And Lord God, we just, Lord God, praise you even in the midst of the losses, Father God, of these young children, Father God. Bless their parents, the guardians, their family members, Lord God, with healing immediately, Lord God. Give them peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. Oh God, strengthen them even right now, Father. Oh God, may they still see your glory in the midst of this sorrow, Father God. Turn their mourning into dancing, Father, that they will praise you and glorify you. Lord God, as they pour their hurt out to you, Lord God, we thank you for your comforting angels being around them, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for wiping every tear away, for holding them, Lord God, in the midnight hour. Oh God, my soul is grieved for the lack of caring about our youth, the lack of caring about our children, the lack of concern about a human being, Father God. What does this world come to, Lord God, that we would take somebody's life, Father God? Who do we think we are in the midst of being demonically mentally unstable that would take somebody's soul into mind in the name of their body in the name of Jesus? Lord God, I pray, Father God, right now that you will, Lord God, that you will heal the souls of those that are wounded, Lord God, that you will keep the souls of those that were killed, Lord God, and that you will, Lord God, continue to heal the souls of those that are affected. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, we love you, we adore you. The devil is a lie. We bring you to utter destruction right now. We cancel your assignment of murdering and taking the lives of each one of our children in this generation, in this time. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus prevails, and we decree right now victory over our youth. We thank you that you are raising them up, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you, honor you, and we thank you. And we bind every black backlash and retaliation, and we thank you for covering us in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your warren angels, guardian angels, and ministering angels in Jesus' mighty name. Send them help. Send them whatever they need, Father God. Whatever they need, send the families whatever they need from all the communities, from all surrounding communities, from the mayor, from even our president, Father God. May we have some sense in a time of need such as this. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. Ooh, honey. Praise break. 5 seconds. Praise break.
Hey,
thank you so much,
God.
Honey.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Ooh, I'm ready now. I'm ready. I forgive for that. See that right there? Just help me forgive, my girl. You back, girl. You back in my book, girl.
But listen, where can everybody follow you before we close out, Gina?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2. Funny. You can find me also on Facebook, Gina G 2 Funny. It's T-O-O on Facebook. And just continue, but I want to shout out my sister in California that's listening to us every Wednesday on her way to work, Sky. And I just want to thank everybody, honey. I just want to thank everybody. And I thank you. I just love you. I love this opportunity. I'm just so thankful.
I love you, and we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm telling you, we're enjoying you so much, and I'm just looking forward to next Wednesday. I cannot wait already to see what she say. I don't know what you got going on, and we don't never know who's going to be joining us live here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It was such a pleasure to have Nick Colion joining us and also Ebony, and yes, we have the forgiveness in our hearts, so we forgive you, Producer Doug, and we love you so much. we love you. So listen, you guys, thanks for tuning in as always here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you so much. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny, and follow me on all social media, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Go to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. Go on Gina R. Prince Instagram, Gina R. Prince Twitter, and follow me and keep up with what's going on. All right, loving you until next week. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina.